ass up. Get up. Here we go.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Let's go.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
You guys are the best.
Check us out, baby.
Y94.
So I think she's ticked off at us is really the best way to sum it up. Wants a voice change for this one. We'll just call you Anonymous. Can you kind of just run through what the issue here is, please?
Thinking the other day when I was listening to your show that there's an angle on cheating and infidelity that I don't think you guys have ever covered before.
What's that?
Well, I am someone who's cheated, and I'm remarried now, but my first husband was someone who spent all of his time at work, and the longer we were married, the more distant I felt he made himself.
Mm-hmm.
He made the conscious decision to separate himself from me and spend more time at work. And when he didn't correct that, I made the choice to find what I was looking for elsewhere.
So what is the angle on cheating that you thought we needed to cover then?
Like, why the person cheated? Because you never get that person's point of view of, you know, people are more happy to have hear from the crying, jaded victim on the radio talking about how innocent they are and how evil the cheater is. I think if you asked people who have been unfaithful what drove them to cheating and just sat quiet and listened, I think it would be interesting to hear the other side of the story.
Well, it might be shocking to some people, but I am open to the fact that we aren't perfection, you know, in radio form. So we can certainly kind of lob it out there and see what comes of it. So now you can feel like you heard the other side of it, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sit quiet. Listen, okay. Not my strong suit, but I'll try. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Can't say we didn't try. Why did you cheat? If you were unfaithful to somebody, why did you cheat? She claims we've never asked before, so why did you cheat? And we will just sit here and listen. Or if you have a comment that's just like, here's what I think of her, that's fine too. 237 hits. You can text 35270.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
For sure, I mean, challenge accepted. If there's anyone that wants to say, well, this is why I cheated, and this is my reasoning, we will legit just sit here and say, okay, thank you for calling in, and move on. We will make no comment whatsoever. I can do that. Maggie, make sure I do that.
Okay.
Thank you. 237 hits. You can text 35270, but then also the same numbers you can use. I posted some on Facebook, too, the Playhouse Facebook page. If you just had a comment on her comments as well. Hi.
Yeah, commenting on the last caller there. I don't feel any excuse is viable for cheating, especially a person working. That person's working to provide a livelihood for their spouse. And in order sometimes to keep that, sometimes the person has to work. It's not a viable excuse.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, she says she cheated because of this reason. I mean, couldn't you just end the relationship and then, like, left him and then decided I want to be with someone else if that relationship didn't work for you for whatever reason?
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in. Again, that's what this guy thinks. That's what I think. But if you wanted to participate in her idea for a segment and say, this is why I did this, certainly. And you know what? If you want to be even more anonymous and you don't have to worry about us saying anything to you, you could just text 35270 and say, this is why I cheated. And if we will share those, I promise. Rat, what are we getting for text so far?
For the lady that called in about cheating, try communication. Somebody else says, I don't care if your husband's commitment to work is stronger than his commitment to you. You separate. You get a divorce. Don't just go be with a new person. It doesn't matter why you cheated. You should have left. If you're that miserable, then it's not called cheating. Duh. Somebody else saying cheating is cheating. Any way you spin it, don't expect the majority of people to justify your actions and make you feel better. It's still wrong. I don't care why someone cheated. If you had enough self-respect and respect for your significant other, you would end it first before starting something with someone else. No excuses. Get real. Somebody else says, why you cheat is irrelevant. If you're unhappy in your relationship, you talk to them about it like an adult. And if you're still not happy, leave. Cheating is an act of selfishness that reflects badly on you.
All right. Again, you know, to get some airtime, you don't have to call in 237 hits and be like, hey, listen, you guys are, Maggie is so cute. And Rat and Zero, you guys are just freaking hilarious. you can call in and criticize some. That's just fine. As she did. She says, we have never, ever covered the other side of cheating. We've never said, well, for someone that has been unfaithful, why did you cheat? And she thinks we are missing a huge part of the story there. Comments on that, if you wanted to say this is why I cheated, certainly text 35270. Totally anonymous that way. We can't even comment to you voice to voice then. If you want to participate in her idea for a segment, and then any other comments as well. Hi there.
Yeah. So, I have cheated on an ex before. Okay. Nothing ever justifies that. So, whatever she thinks that there's a reason, as me as this cheater in the past, never again will I do that. There is nothing ever that justifies that. You leave that person. If you're not happy, you leave them, and then you find what you're looking for. Because the cheater is putting through the person they're cheating on something that is totally inhumane. No matter what she thinks the reason is, no matter if her husband was spending or whatever, taking distance or whatever she said, it's never okay to cheat on someone. That's ridiculous. I don't care about the cheater side of the story. They hurt someone. They put someone through something that they should have never had to go through. You don't cheat. You leave. End of story.
Thank you so much. Maggie, you happen to have that Playhouse Facebook page open by chance?
I do. Somebody says, it's as simple as breaking up with that person first. No one accidentally stays unfaithful. There's obviously no love connection between the couple any longer. If a person is happy, they will not cheat. Of course, we always feel bad for the victim, but did you ever stop to consider maybe the cheater had been trying to leave? Maybe the victim was a horrible person at home. Maybe the relationship was over, but they stayed together because it was convenient. In my opinion, if my spouse is going to cheat, I'm not a victim, but a winner because he doesn't deserve me anyways.
I appreciate the person kind of separating the word victim then. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that we're using the word victim goes ahead and just, it says who was right and wrong in this thing, right?
Right.
So if you're trying to say there was a reason for it, you can't call the person the victim then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just, Rat, is in terms of the question, why did you cheat? Did we get any responses?
There's
a couple there?
A couple. Somebody saying self-identity issues. Another person saying, I cheated because I've been with the same guy for over 4 years, and I was really lonely and really bored. Other people kind of putting out different instances. Somebody said, my husband was an abusive bleep who I was scared of, and I was worried would find me and hurt me if I divorced him. Needed happiness somewhere in my life and was too scared and young to do the brave thing and leave. Somebody else saying that they've been in a relationship for over 6 years and the intimacy is pretty much non-existent. But if I felt that enough was enough, I would break up with him before being with someone else.
What were you going to say? Hi.
I guess I really don't feel that it matters why people cheat because it's still cheating. So I think that, like she said, her husband or boyfriend or whoever became distant, she really had two options. She could talk to that person and try to fix the relationship, or she could take herself out of it and put herself in a relationship where she'd be happy. So cheating's not the answer no matter what's going on. You always have a different option.
So what you're saying is you don't think there is an excuse or a reason to cheat. You think that just the question she wants us to ask, in essence, is already flawed.
Yep, absolutely. It doesn't matter what the reason is. Cheating's never okay.
All right, thank you so much for calling in. And your thoughts?
I just had a comment for the cheater.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that in my eyes, there is never a good reason to cheat. And all the cheaters out there can give me every reason in the book, but there is never a reason to cheat because once you make that marriage union, the responsible thing to do would be to talk to your spouse. If you're having trouble, get counseling, do whatever you have to do, or end the marriage.
There we go. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. Okay, so we've established this. 99% of people listening in the Playhouse family right now disagree with everything this woman said. Okay. Is there anyone that actually wants to be like, okay, I heard what she had to say, and I agree, there was a reason I cheated, and I'm willing to share that. If you're out there, I promise you, we will not say it. We'll just hear your reason, and we'll move on. And that way we can say, well, listen, complainer, this says we've never done this before. We tried it, and this is what we got. And maybe the answer is next to nothing. So you can text 35270 if you want to be super anonymous, or I promise we'll just sit here and listen. 2, 3, 7 hits, then we tried. And your news, weather, crack the code on the way.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
You may continue.
Good morning.
Wake up. Yo. Y94.